Okay, so you've been working on your flash new brand. You've got a new logo, snazzy photos, updated packaging, and brand assets that are set to wow. But how do you share that with the world to make sure that everybody gets as hyped as you are? Well, I'm going to tell you all about it in today's episode, where I'm going to walk you through 10 steps to successfully launch your creative business rebrand. Let's do it! Hello and welcome to Brand Your Passion, the show that helps you turn the thing you love the most into something that people know and love you for. I'm your host, Holly Arnett, the brand coach for creatives, and I'm on a mission to make the world a more creative place, one brand at a time. If you're ready to get more eyes on your work, more dollars in your pocket, and more creativity in your life, you're in the right place. Welcome. Let's brand your passion. Before we dive in, I want to read a review from one of you incredible, incredible listeners. Thank you so much for every review and rating that is left. It means the world to me. This one is from CDraw18, who said, "This podcast is so helpful for people starting their own businesses. Holly seems kind and approachable, and the advice is solid. Great show." Thank you so much. I cannot explain to you how much it means for me to hear your incredible feedback, and reviewing the podcast really helps to grow it, to make sure that more creatives can learn how to brand their passion. So if you want to hear your review and get a shout out read on the podcast, then you can do the same. Just leave a review on Spotify or Apple Podcasts and I might read it out. Okay, into the episode. So how do you launch your rebrand to get everybody as hyped as you are? Well, I have identified 10 steps based on my past experience launching my own brands and other people's rebrands and brands out into the world many a time. I'm a seasoned expert when it comes to launching and relaunching brands. So let's walk through each of these steps. The first step that you want to take when it comes to relaunching or launching your rebrand is you need to decide on a goal. What is your goal for this launch? Do you want people to comment? Do you want people to sign up to your email list? Do you want them to enter a competition? Do you want them to come to a launch party, either digital or in person? What is the goal of this launch? Because that's how you're going to measure whether it is good or not good or great or amazing. So figure out what your goal is. Is it signing up to an email list? Is it just social media engagement? Do you want more inquiries or sales? What is the goal? Step number two is that you need to decide what you want people to know about the rebrand. What are the key messages or themes that you want people to know about this rebrand? So for me, when I relaunched as Maker and Moxie instead of Black and White Studios, I really wanted to hone in and repeat what Maker and Moxie means. It was important for me to get people excited about the name, and the way to do that was to tell them what it meant, and that would get them excited. So everything I created was about renaming and why renaming is important and how you do that and why I renamed my business and what Maker and Moxie means and all of that stuff. So you need to decide what the key message or themes are that you want to talk about when it comes to your rebrand. Step number three is to choose your platforms. Where do you want to share this rebrand? Probably you are already using some platforms or methods of sharing content, so I would stick to those. I wouldn't try and like start a new platform just for this relaunch, but you might pick some social media platforms like TikTok or Twitter or Instagram or Facebook, and then maybe some long form content platforms like your blog or podcast or newsletter, and then maybe you will do some collaborations. Have a think about whether that's something that you could include in your strategy in terms of collaborating with brands or with other creators to share your story. So pick your platforms. Where are you sharing on social media? Where are you sharing more long form content, if any? And where and how will you do some collaborations? Step number four is to set a launch date. When do you want this to happen? And think about this carefully in terms of when you have other things going on. You probably don't want to have a launch when you're trying to be on holiday. It's good to probably get that done before you go away so you're not worrying about it while you are away. Or are there other things going on in your business? Do you have other things launching or other things that are happening that you want the launch to happen before or after? So take all those different things into consideration and then set a launch date. Then you want to work backwards and set up phases. There should be three different phases. One is the launch day and week. That's the specific launch period around the day that you launch. Then you have the coming soon launch, where people know that you are going to be releasing and relaunching your brand. And then before that is kind of the tease, getting people intrigued and curious about what you're doing. That's the teasing phase. So you need to work backwards and figure out when those phases are going to be. And those will grow in time often. So the launch day or week is obviously either a day or up to a week of time when you're in full launch mode. Coming soon could be another week or two maybe, and then you could be teasing from 4 to 6 weeks before any of this stuff comes out, so you'll have a longer period of time. So put those periods and those phases into your calendar. Then you're gonna identify when you want to talk about it in terms of how often, what days, what times, etc. This will ramp up closer to the launch. So in the teasing phase, you might talk about things once a week. Then in the coming soon phase, you might talk about it 2 or 3 times a week. And then in launch week, you're talking about it every day. All your content is about the launch and about your rebrand. So decide how often, what days am I going to be posting? Do I post on the weekends or not? Do I post during the day and the evenings? There are two ways you can decide these things. One is just what is going to work best for you. That's the best way to do it. If you are going to be online after dinner, and that's the best way, the best time for you to be posting, do it then. If you like to post first thing in the morning, do it then. If you don't want to post on the weekends, don't do that. So the first way is to just do whatever works for you. And then secondly, you can also check your Instagram analytics to see when most of your audience is online and try and post during or around those times. If you look in your Instagram analytics on your phone, they will likely be in Pacific Standard Time. So make sure you're converting that to whatever time zone you are in. So that's how you can decide how often, what days and times, and you want to put that in your calendar. So either in Notion or a piece of paper or a spreadsheet or a Google Doc, however you want to plan this, put it in a document and go, okay, these are all the slots of when I'm going to be talking about this relaunch. And then we can get into step 7, which is to start planning the content. So when you first tease this, what are you going to say? What are you going to tease? What are you going to do to get people intrigued? Then telling people it's a rebrand. What are you going to say? What are you going to show them? What are you going to ask them? All of that kind of stuff. And then same for obviously during launch week. So figure out what you are going to post. And I'm going to give you some examples and things to think about in a minute. Then step 8 is that you are going to create that content. So whether it's creating graphics or taking photos or making reels or TikToks or writing blog posts or recording podcasts, whatever you're going to create, you need to create that content and then schedule that as step number 9. The best way that I have found to have a more easy, more calm launch of anything is to schedule things in advance so that then during the launch you are focused just on engaging with people, replying to comments, celebrating, sharing stuff on stories, doing all the stuff that you kind of have to do in the moment instead of last minute panicking and trying to write your content, write an email, record a podcast, any of that stuff. You want to try and have it all scheduled beforehand if you can. I know that's a hard ask for a lot of people for a lot of different reasons, so just do your best. And if that doesn't work, that's fine. Maybe you can just have a plan and then on the day you create whatever you want to create. That's works with your plan. Okay. And then last but not least, you're obviously going to launch and celebrate yourself. That is the last step. Doing this, rebranding, launching it out, putting it into the world is a really huge thing. Not only practically in terms of that it's a lot of work, it can be a lot of time and money invested. Maybe you've been working with someone else or doing it all yourself, whatever your situation, it's a lot. And it's a lot mentally. You've probably done a lot of thinking, a lot of strategizing, a lot of trying to make things work, a lot of hoping that this will take your business to the next level, a lot of dreaming, a lot of mindset things to let you step into this new rebrand, feeling confident. Like, there's a lot going on. So A, celebrate yourself because that's amazing and your new brand is finally here and out in the world and you've done it and people are enjoying it hopefully and it's going to be great, and also you deserve a lie down and a treat. So make sure that you treat yourself and you celebrate and you take a minute to just appreciate and be grateful for yourself and all the work that you've done, and don't let the moment like slip you by and move on to the next thing. Because you're listening to this episode, I'm guessing that you've got big dreams for your creative business and you're looking for the strategies, inspiration, and ideas to make them happen. Well, if you are, I would love to invite you to join the Next Level Creative. It's a branding lab for artists and makers who are ready to take their creative business to the next level. Inside, you will get all of the strategies and support you need to suss out, show off, share, and scale up your brand. And for accepted applicants, you'll get an exclusive invite to a private training that will teach you how to create and cultivate a brand that continually takes your creative business to the next level, whether you decide to enroll in the Next Level Creative or not. So if that sounds good, head to thenextlevelcreative.com to apply now and get your exclusive invite to the private training. Now back to the episode. Let's talk about some of the things that you could talk about and use in your content when it comes to launching. So in phase one, when you are teasing some of these things I have done or past clients have done, you can do the classic thing and say, a big change is coming. You can do a poll or a question box to get people to guess what's coming. A few people that I have seen have also played a hangman game on Instagram stories where you get people to submit a letter and then it might fill in rebrand or the new name of your business or whatever it is, and then that slowly happens every day. You might pick a new letter a week or a new letter a day or something like that. So that's a cool way to get people involved, and then you can show glimpses, sneak peeks, things blurred out or pixelated so they can't see, but they can see that you're working on something and something exciting is happening. In the coming soon section or phase, you could share sneak peeks of new branded assets. You could show a time lapse of you working on the brand. You can show work in progress shots of the rebrand, like sketches, ideas, rejected options. You can get people to help you make decisions. If you're still making decisions, you can be like, hey, do you like this font or this font? Or which color palette resonates more with you? Or which kind of packaging do you like the best? All of that stuff you can get people involved in. You can talk about and share behind the scenes about how you're working on the rebrand and decisions that you've made, the process that you went through or are going through. And then you can also do obviously a countdown to the launch. You can also get people to sign up to a wait list if you're releasing something at the same time, or maybe you're launching a service or anything like that along with the rebrand, etc. And then when it comes to the launch, obviously everything is going to be all about the rebrand. So that can be things like you answering questions like why the rebrand, how you knew now was the right time for a rebrand, how you feel about the new brand now, whether you did it yourself or hired someone and why, the first thing that you redesigned with your new brand, maybe it was like a swing tag or the tissue paper or a pin backing or whatever. You can share your favorite part of the new rebrand, what the rebrand will mean for your customers and clients. So you can say nothing's changing or this is changing. From now on, you'll see this new packaging. Everything on the website has changed, but you can still get all the products, etc. Just make things clear for them to follow. You can show before and afters. You could do a spot the difference. You can do lives, walking people through the whole process. You can answer questions. You can do so many different things to celebrate and relaunch your new rebrand. And that's it, pretty much. I don't think it has to be too complicated. All you have to do is decide what you want out of this launch, figure out what you want to talk about, plan where and when you're going to talk about it, and create and schedule some content to be able to do that. So I hope this episode has been super helpful. As always, if you have any questions, you can always come and ask me on Instagram or on Twitter and let me know how you get on with your launch. And I hope to see you in the next one. Bye! Thanks for listening to this week's episode of Brand Your Passion and choosing to spend time with me learning all about branding, business, and all things creativity. You can find more episodes just like this one at makeitandmoxie.com/podcast. If you like this one, you can tap that subscribe or follow button so that you're notified about each and every new episode. And if you've got a spare second, please leave a review on iTunes or wherever it is that you're listening to this podcast, because I would absolutely 100% love to hear from you. If there were some helpful goodies in this episode for you, it would mean the world to me as well if you could screenshot that podcast player right now, hop on over to Instagram or Twitter, and tag us at makeitandmoxie. By subscribing, reviewing, and sharing, you're helping reach more creators just like you, so that together we can make the world a more creative place, one brand at a time. We can't achieve this mission without you, so your support means the absolute world. I will talk to you in the next episode, but until then, keep creating.